Evening, everyone. Can everyone hear me okay at home?
Can hear you loud and clear, Leah. Ross Gardner.
Okay, well, I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except for councillors considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters: Q if you wish to ask a question, or C for a comment, P to propose, S for seconding, and please refrain from making any other comments using instant messenger. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via the chat facility so that we are aware this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Sarah has just asked me to advise all members this evening that you don't actually need to move the new microphone system, and if you just hit the speaker button on the right hand side, if you wish, whenever you wish to speak.
Follow me, camera. Follow them.
And there's a third one, just
sorry. So, with the new system, there's a follow me camera, so you'll see that the picture has changed now to my face. Just make sure that the speakers are still off in the chamber so that there's no feedback. So, whenever people are speaking, initially I've got some of the microphones set up with the names of the councillors on them. But for future meetings, then, what we try and do is have them all set up prior to the meeting, and it's more so for whenever we're eventually streaming this out, that people at home will be able to see which councillor is speaking.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, so we'll move into tonight's agenda. Item one, apologies and any apologies? Just Councillor Taylor, okay. Item two, declarations of interest.
None, Chair.
Move on to item three, action sheet arising from the SP, the Strategy and Policy and Resources Committee meeting held on the 14th of September 2023. So, just go through it for accuracy. So, page one, page two, page three, page 4, page 5, and page 6. And I need a proposer and seconder for that, please. Thank you, Councillor Hanlon and Councillor Sharvin. Okay, we'll move on to item number 4, the Irish Language Strategy. Colin, hand over to yourself.
Thank you very much, Chair. The purpose, the report's been circulated along with the Appendix 1, Appendix 2, which was the analysis and the updated strategy. The purpose is to consider the consultation analysis and also approve the Irish Language Strategy 24 to 27. It had been prepared by the Irish Alignment Unit, considered by the Corporate Management Team, Senior Management Team, and also originally through the Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee last December. We'd undertaken a 12-week public consultation. 70 responses were received. The analysis had been undertaken by myself and the Irish Alignment Unit members, and it was considered the Irish Alignment Strategy Working Group on the 27th of September 23 and amended following that as well. So this is placed before you in terms of asked to consider and approve the Irish Alignment Strategy 24 to 27.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Hannon, you have a comment?
I just want to thank the Irish Language Unit and Colm for pulling this together. However, Sinn Féin wouldn't be happy to sign off on this evening, so we would ask that it's deferred until November if we could have support for that.
Okay, well, I see Councillor Sharvin is happy to second that. Councillor Martyr, you're in for a proposal. Are you happy enough?
Sorry, Henry, can you just turn off? Sorry, but we're still going to have to use, because it's hybrid, we're still going to have to use the chat function, even though we've also got the microphone. Sorry, I should have said that as well.
No, you're okay.
Yeah, maybe just to hear just the reasons for, you know, for deferring it. I'm trying to think back. The meeting was around from there, so maybe you can refresh me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to go into all the details of why we're deferring it. It's just having spoken to Irish language groups over the last couple of weeks, there's just a few things that we would like to iron out before we completely ratify it this evening. So, I mean, I can circulate around what we think needs to be changed or added, or maybe not at all, but we just don't think we're ready for it at the minute.
Okay.
Yeah, but maybe them on foot of whatever concerns that weren't brought to the last meeting and have arisen, maybe it's just, I think we did talk about coming back to tease a few things out, so maybe we could bring that down to a meeting in the interim. Makes sense to me.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Sharvin?
That could be my proposal, Chair. That's the case.
Yeah, Chair. I was first to comment of how productive the actual Irish Language Working Group was. It's the first I have been on the working group, and I know officers and members that were in attendance found it actually a really useful meeting and certainly great discussion. But yeah, I would be happy to say in Councillor McAteer's proposal that we would defer then to hold another Irish Language Working Group to discuss what issues it's felt that is missing. I do see the updates that were discussed at the meeting as reflected within the strategy document, but I'm happy to defer.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Riley, you have a question?
Thanks, Madam Chair. There's a huge amount of information contained in this report. And I was wondering, what's the costings on it, the envisaged costings for the council? And while we've a statutory duty in some of this, you know, how much are we going over and above that statutory duty? And one of the issues that I would have is I have no knowledge, well, I have a very limited knowledge of Irish. I couldn't have a conversation on it, and neither do any of my family members. But when it comes to the number of posts which identify Irish language as an essential or desirable criteria, if we have a large number of posts identified in that criteria, that would disenfranchise, you know, a lot of people in the community that cannot speak Irish. And, you know, there's still that ongoing concern there. You know, obviously a receptionist who's dealing with the public, presumably as a result of this, would be obliged to be an Irish speaker. So there's a lot in it. And the costings, as I say, I recognise that there is that statutory responsibility on it, but we should be trying to keep all of these things to the minimum in terms of costing the ratepayer. But if you can advise on how jobs will be allocated, how the knowledge of the Irish language will be an advantage all those things are a cause of concern for us. Thank you. Yeah, maybe I can just maybe come in on that. The report did address an element of that in terms of the resource implications. We do envisage the proposed strategy would be delivered within the current allocated resources, and the physical and financial resources would be kept under review as you know, during the period of the action strategy itself. The matters around jobs and areas and qualifications and matters like that, those are already built into our system regarding recruitment selection. When people are going out to recruitment, those questions are asked, would this job require Irish? Again, those are objective justification principles. It's no different than usual. You look at what would be required for that job. Would the job require a person to have Irish? We've been doing that for the past 2 to 3 years. Those have already been in place. It's principles we've always used under our recruitment and selection processes.
And I'll let you come back in again there. Yeah, just briefly, just to refer back to Councillor Sharvin's point, it wasn't around the actual meeting, it's around the policy document. So, yes, the meeting was really, really productive, but in this term of council, we've only had one meeting, and most of the attendees of the Irish language group were new. So that's why we wanted to further scrutinise it, and based on what we've been lobbied outside of the meeting as well. So it's just to give us more time.
So, yeah, I was going to come back to ask for a wee bit of clarity, because I know initially in your comment you had proposed to defer it. I think Declan had proposed to let it go as it sat at the time of it, until hearing Councillor Hanlon's reasons for deferral. But Councillor Sharvin, were you seconding the deferral process, or Councillor McAteer at that time when you put the S in?
Yeah, as I said in comments, Chair, I'm happy to defer to allow it to go back to the Irish Language Working Group to discuss what other amendments or improvements that we need to do in the policy document.
Yeah, so if a proposer and seconder to defer to the Irish language, to hold another Irish language meeting.
I would have made that clear earlier on.
Yeah, no, just clearing it off as in the chat.
Move on.
Thank you. So we'll move on to item number 5, the council's decision making process. I'll hand over to Josephine.
So you have a paper here for noting this evening. If you remember a couple of meetings back, we looked at some rate flowcharts, and everybody found it useful to look at, I suppose, the different processes. The paper here, I'm looking at the cover paper 2.1. Any of the feedback that we had, we've amended, and you can see the amendments we've made. We received no further comments on this paper. So we were going to proceed after this evening, unless there's any further comments on the flowchart. What we'll do is therefore share it around the other committees, because I think it's a useful one for people to have. So that's the actions we'll take after this meeting.
Okay, so we just need a proposer and seconder for item number 5 then, please. Okay, so I have a proposal from Councillor. I'll take Councillor Hanlon as a seconder. Thank you. Okay, so we'll move on to item number 6. The Mourne Gateway ICT procurement. I'll hand over to Andy, please.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of the report is to seek approval on the recommendations of the Mourne Gateway Project Board to progress the procurement of an integrated consultancy team to develop the project to FPC stage. This will be a 6-month process, but it will allow us to go ahead with the process. So the appointment of the actual ICT will be subject to council approval at a later stage of a contract for funding or a funding agreement. So happy to take any questions, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Yes, go ahead, Marie.
Sorry, Chair, thank you. I suppose just building on Andy's report just about the appointment of the team, I just wanted to highlight to members that following discussions with Conor regarding the programme board and indeed in relation to the notice of motion, I've asked that a further special meeting of the programme board be held prior to the SPNR in November. And the purpose of that will be to give consideration to the aspect of the notice of motion, particularly in relation to alternatives. At that meeting, officers will present the details of the 7 options that were considered in the development of the Moor Mountain Gateway project, and will also further provide to members the alternatives that have been put forward by other people. But as most importantly within that, officers will set out the process of how we have arrived at this project, how it was decided from formation in 2016, and indeed actually the Gateway project was considered, believe it or not, back in 2004, so we're nearly on the 20th anniversary of it. So we will set that out in relation to the implications of any potential change, the risk of funding, and the fact that that project is contained within the deal document. That will allow us then to bring back a further report to the November SPNR committee.
Okay, thank you, Marie. Okay, so I'm going to take in Councillor Enright.
Thanks, Chair. Can you hear me?
Sorry, just I see a bit of confusion on Councillor Truesdale's face. You're a non-committee member, so I'll be taking committee members in first, okay?
Thanks, Chair. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I can hear you, Cadogan.
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, this spending potentially tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands on this at this stage by going through a procurement process is a bit of a red flag for myself and for my group. I mean, I understand from the last programme board that the Department of the Economy did ask for a number of things, including updated costs, updated timelines, and most particularly an MOU with the, or a memorandum of understanding with the National Trust, who is the landowner. And to the best of my knowledge, the National Trust is not yet on board with this project. So I wouldn't be at all for supporting this this proposal and potentially risking a very large amount of money without at least having a sight of the memorandum of understanding with the National Trust and understanding where they as a landowner are coming from. So I'd be suggesting that we defer this until we see a, in fact, I propose that we defer this until we see the memorandum of understanding from the National Trust or with the National Trust. Thanks, Chair. I'll put a P on that basis in the comment section.
Okay. Okay, so do we need a second for that? Okay, Councillor Enright, you'd need a seconder for that proposal.
I'm happy to second that if you want me to put that in the chat, Chair.
Yes, please, Councillor Kelly.
No way.
Councillor Enright. He is a committee member. Okay, so have we? Okay, so we'll.
For the original, so.
Okay, so we need to move on.
Need to deal with first proposal.
Okay, so Councillor Hanlon.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Just to comment, I'm happy to propose the paper in front of us, and I don't see any issue with it. Just to touch on Councillor Enright and his comments, yet again, we're going round the circles around the Belfast City Regional Deal in terms of the Mourne Gateway project. I do welcome what Marie has come in with, because that's what we were going to suggest had she not. I do think we need to go over what alternatives had been explored before, and we need to look at what are the implications of the things that are being suggested here in committee yet again tonight, where Councillor Enright is saying we need to pause to look at memorandums of understanding. We need to look at, you know, I can't even remember what your proposal was, but basically what you're asking is to stall the project yet again, where we know that it's moving at pace in terms of the project board. We haven't even got the environmental studies yet. We would welcome a memorandum of understanding with the National Trust, and I would like to think that the project board that's in place will actually oversee that and make sure that it's done in a way that everybody's happy with. I suppose if we look at the amount of money that we're dealing with here, it's £30 million into the district. I sat at the first Belfast Regional City Data meeting that I've attended as an elected member a couple of weeks ago. And believe it or not, we are up against a lot of stiff competition across the region in terms of projects that are maybe more ready or moved ahead at pace ahead of us. So we risk losing a lot of funding here. So we do need to look at what the alternatives are. We need to look at what has went before, and we need to look and see if those alternatives are potentially environmentally damaging as well. So happy to propose today and happy to agree that Marie will come back and we'll have a special board meeting in terms of what's being tabled or what is being tabled before.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Hannan. Councillor Byrne, you have a S in for second commenting. I'm assuming that's the second Councillor Hanlon's proposal.
Yeah, Chair, that's the second Councillor Hanlon's proposal. Happy to second the paper that's in front of us. I think, and we reiterated this, we brought it up at the programme board, not to go into the details of that, but moving to this stage, the ICT, getting the integrated consultancy team in, actually helps us dispel some of the false news that's going about it with the project. Now, people do have genuine concerns and fears and genuine questions that they need answered. We as political parties have genuine questions that we need answered. We want to see no stone unturned in terms of environmental impact and the studies that come back from that. We can't get to that stage unless we have a team in place to actually do that. We talked extensively about full stakeholder engagement, and we can dance around the head of a pin on terms of terminology, but when full stakeholder engagement we've seen from other major capital projects and programme boards is that we're consulting with stakeholder forums throughout the entirety of this project, and that all valid questions are put towards the programme board for answering. We have to do that. I think the last programme board we did on a quarterly basis for the stakeholder forum, that includes every user group that has an interest in the project and visitor and their residents as well. So we must engage throughout the entirety of this project. There will be changes to projects, whether it's minor or major changes, and we discuss that as a programme board. So without signing off on this paper, we can't move to that stage. We can't have a bizarre scenario where everybody is out calling for full stakeholder engagement, full consultation, whatever you want to say, ask the people what they think, and then block the team to come in to actually do that. You know, we either want full engagement or we don't. So, yeah, happy to move to the next stage and second this paper. And also content with the meeting going ahead in November. We can discuss all the previous projects, previous proposals, and any new proposals coming forward. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Byrne. Councillor Riley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was part of the City Deal team from the outset, and
obviously myself and my partner,
myself and Glenn Hanna, obviously we pushed
very hard.
You need to mute your microphones on your
phone. Myself and Glenn Hanna pushed very hard to get Kilkeel Harbour included. I think it was KPMG or whatever you call the consultants, right up to the very end. It was in there, and then this pipped it at the last, and we just had to accept it. But that had gone already through a mill of scrutiny at that time to get it to the two top picks for Newry and Mourne. And the misinformation that's out there at the present time regarding the project is stunning. I got an email today saying it was going to cost $120 million and it was going to cost the ratepayers $20 million a year to run. And I'm wondering, who's putting this stuff out there? You know, and there's dozens of emails coming through with really exaggerated sums of money that it's going to cost and the burden that it's going to put on the ratepayers. But there are positives to it, and I think we have to put it through the scrutiny and we'll be supporting it here tonight.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. Councillor McAteer, I'm going to take you in.
Yeah, it was just around the background of this, of these projects, you know, I know that some new councillors have come into the council recently, but I think our officers are well enough versed over many years about how to conduct a project and how to bring things forward. And there's no harm, obviously, in the public asking questions and looking, you know, for more information, you know, that's the normal discourse, I suppose. But I do think it maybe be helpful. I know I have plenty of emails too, as well, from people who are concerned, and we have to recognise those concerns. So that was maybe just the office you could just say, like, how the stakeholder engagement will actually take place and what form it will be, and, you know, and the opportunities. I think, you know, it's a good idea maybe just to maybe highlight and emphasise how this will happen going forward over the next, and that might, you know, bring some sort of clarity to it. And I know it's probably difficult to do at this stage, but I'd appreciate that.
Thanks, Chair. The stakeholder engagement and communication strategy was presented to the programme board last Friday and was agreed by the board as the framework for how we would engage with the public and key stakeholders as this project progresses through the various stages. That will involve two-way engagement. It will involve identifying key stakeholder groups and, as Councillor Burnett said, the establishment of a stakeholder forum, similar to how we delivered the Newry City Park and the engagement that took place during that project. It will be the responsibility of the project and programme board to design the specific stakeholder engagement events and how we will engage and when we will engage and on what stages of the project we engage. But the stakeholder engagement strategy that was approved will set the framework for how that will be done and delivered throughout the duration of the project.
Thank you, Conor, for that.
Okay, so I'm going to deal with... Hidogan. You want a further comment?
Yes, I just want to clarify the fact that I will actually be seeking a vote on this tonight because I'm concerned. I'm an old-fashioned accountant, and an ICT will inevitably commit us to a large amount of money, and we haven't seen yet what the position of the National Trust is. And I think my proposal tonight of pausing until we see what's in the memorandum of understanding with the National Trust is the prudent way to look after council finances. So, Chair, I'll be looking for a vote on this. Also, I note that my colleague, Jill Truesdale, hasn't spoken yet. She was actually at the board meeting on Friday,
yes,
I believe.
I'm aware that Councillor Truesdale hasn't spoken as yet. I'm going through the members. I think you're aware of how the meeting comes in turn. So, Councillor Truesdale, do you wish to add a comment?
Sorry, yes, please, Chair. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, so from council reconvened after the election, every time the Gateway project has come up, Alliance has been told that this isn't the place, the project board's the place, and I think Councillor Hanlon just alluded to that. So after 6 months, the project board finally met again on the 6th of October. The minutes of that board meeting were sent out on the 11th of October for review, and around 50% of my comments and questions were missing, so I sent them back with edits, and they have not been seen since. So for this committee and council to put such store by the project board, and then with no idea of what went on in the project board on the 6th of October to approve through an ICT procurement, which is going to cost the ratepayers hundreds of thousands, millions of pounds, is extremely bad governance, frankly unbelievable, a total disservice to the ratepayer. And on that note, if anyone has any idea the costings that this committee is being asked to sign off on without any lease or any landowner agreements in place, could they please tell us?
Thank you. I'm going to take Maria in.
Chair, I think it's really important for members to understand that approving the process to proceed with the ICT doesn't actually commit the council to any costs at this point. It enables us to deliver on the actual procurement, of which, as I understand, the documents are ready and approved to go and have been prepared by officers who work within the council.
and by our consultant teams that have been working with us all along on this. At that point, and actually just to note for members as well, that the recommendation is to approve the project board to progress procurement of an integrated consultancy team to develop the project to FBC stage. Appointment of the ICT will be subject to council approval of the contract for funding and funding agreement. So what we're doing is allowing ourselves to get ahead of the procurement process, but there will be no commitment to actually signing a contract with that ICT team until such time as we have a contract for funding in place. So I think it's just really important that members are aware that that is the commitment tonight.
Okay, thank you, Marie. So we're going to first deal with Councillor Enright's proposal to defer this paper. Oh, sorry, Councillor Sharvin.
Yeah, Chair, sorry. I just want to come in and state, I think it's a bit disingenuous of some of the comments that have just been made. Each party within this council have members that sit on the project board, and I would hope that all parties speak internally with one another so that we are updated and aware of the outcomes, not just on the project board or committees, but across all of the council committees. I certainly know our two reps have briefed us as members because we don't sit on the project board. So I would ask Councillor Truesdale to take some of her comments back, alleging that committee members on SPNR are not fully briefed. We are. We speak to our colleagues. I certainly hope your own party does the same.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Sharvin. So I'm going to continue. We are going to deal with Councillor Enright's proposal first, and that was to defer this paper. So, and we're going to take a vote on that as requested by Councillor Enright. Sarah, if that's okay.
Just a roll call vote.
A roll call vote, Councillor Enright, you're happy enough with?
Yes, Chair, thank you.
Councillor Brennan?
Against.
Councillor Byrne?
Against.
Councillor Enright?
For.
Councillor Hellman?
Yes.
Councillor Howell?
Against.
Councillor Kelly?
For.
Councillor Lewis?
Yeah, okay. Just say it again just for me.
Against.
Councillor McAvoy.
Against.
Councillor McAvoy.
Against.
Councillor Mathers.
Against.
Councillor O'Hare.
Against.
Councillor Quinn.
Against.
Councillor Riley.
Against.
Councillor Sharvin?
Against.
I have 2 for and 12 against.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. So that proposal falls. So we're going to have to do a roll call for Councillor Hanlon proposal, who was seconded by Councillor Byrne. So a roll call for it, please. Thank you.
Councillor Brennan?
For.
Councillor Byrne?
For.
Councillor Enright?
Against.
Councillor Hanlon?
For.
Councillor Howell?
For.
Councillor Kelly?
Against.
Councillor Lewis?
For.
Councillor McAteer?
For.
Councillor McAvoy?
For.
Councillor Mathers?
For.
Councillor O'Hare?
For.
Councillor Quinn?
For.
Councillor Riley?
For.
Councillor Sharp?
For.
So I have 12 for and 2 against.
Okay, thank you, sir. So that proposal is carried. Councillor Riley, I see you're looking at further.
A very brief comment. Whenever we were doing the initial Belfast City deal and we had the lectures on it and whatever, We were advised that if you have a project at this end of the council and one at this end, which we will have under the city scheme, that connectivity in terms of road infrastructure improvement can be considered as part of the scheme and additional funding allocated from the Treasury. But obviously we want the A2 from Newcastle to Year 8 or to one point improved. And if we can really investigate that, I've asked EFI Road Service to look at it a couple of times. They never bother. Just don't seem interested in anything. But if we can keep that in there, look, please.
Yeah, sure. Sure. The DFI are actually coming to council soon, a special council meeting as well, so we can certainly raise it there too.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Riley. Okay, so we're going to move on. I need a proposer and seconder to go into closed session. Okay, thank you, Councillor Hyle and Councillor Hanlon and Councillor Hyle. Okay, so whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 7, proposed surrender of leased Liston Cree. And the proposal of Councillor Hanlon, seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to surrender the lease of the lands known as Liston Cree Community Centre, subject to the terms set out in this report. It was also agreed that the Director would revert to members regarding operational matters concerned with the site. Item number 8, licence for unit at Milltown Plainfield, and the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to enter into a licence with the club noted within the report for a period of 2 years to enable the club to retain the container placed upon council lands, which are outlined in red on the map attached to the officer's report, to grant the licence subject to a licence fee of 1 peppercorn subject to departmental consent. Item number 9, renewal of licence at Bethburg Community Centre. On the proposal of Councillor Quinn, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed to enter into a lease in respect of an office space at Bethburg Community Centre to the party identified in this report for a period of 12 months subject to the market value rent as noted in this report. Item 10, report on Conacre Lettings. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Byrne, the following was agreed, that an expression of interest is issued in respect the cutting of grass from the hay meadow, Cabroni Park, and the council enter into a Conacre licence agreement for a period of 4 years with the highest bidder. That an expression of interest is issued in respect of the grazing of the lands at Courtney Hill, Newry, and that council enter into a Conacre licence agreement with the highest bidder for a period of 4 years. That an expression of interest is issued in respect of the grazing of the lands at Charnray Road, Kilkeel, and that council enter into a Conacre licence agreement with the highest bidder for a period of 4 years. That an expression of interest is issued in respect of the grazing of the lands at Restrever Cemetery, Restrever, and the council enter into a Conacre licence agreement with the highest bidder for a period of 2 years. Item 11, the lease of office space at Market House, Ballinahinch. This item was withdrawn by the Chief Executive in tonight's closed session. Item 12, Forest Park charging. On the proposal of Councillor Quinn, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to approve one free car park pass per household within the district for one park of their choice, to proceed with the collection of drive-up charges and the issuing of residence car park passes as detailed in the officer's report at the charging rates set out in the report. It was also agreed to undertake a six-month review on the operation of the scheme. Item 13, electronic grant management system. On the proposal of Councillor Brennan, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed officers would prepare a communication strategy to assist groups and service users with the move to a new system and approve the business case to procure a new grant management system and to appoint a suitable supplier from the G-Cloud framework following the conclusion of procurement processes. Okay, and if I'm correct in saying, that concludes tonight's meeting. So thank you for everybody that's joined in remotely and for those who attended the chamber, and safe home. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks, Chair.